You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey there, Faking It fans. Thank you for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 8, Zen and the Art of Pageantry for MTV's Faking It. I'm Sterling Gates, and this week we have, again, obviously, same every week, I don't know. We're back! Cortez G. West.
What's going on, everyone?
Hi, I'm Kylie Hodges.
Hi, guys. I'm Roya Tahiri.
And we are so excited because we have Michael Willett in the studio tonight. Woo! The one and only. How's it going?
So good. I'm so happy to be here.
Are you comfortable down there on the couch?
I love this couch. I'm so happy I'm over here.
We're so happy to have you here.
Have a therapy session.
We're so glad you're here.
Good. I'm glad.
Here, lay down. Tell us your secrets. Like, what's going to happen in the finale?
I can't tell you that. I'm sorry. It's the one thing I can't tell you.
It's the one thing you can't tell us.
Yeah, ooh. Just the one.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Tell us all of your secrets.
What did I do?
All right, well, let's get into this episode. We'll start off talking about Shane, obviously, since you're here. So why not bring the expert in when we talk about it?
Yeah.
Of course.
So we have the whole Shane Duke situation. Lots of wrestling. Lots of wrestling. In the closet wrestling.
Deep penetration.
Hello.
Well, we've only heard about that. We didn't really get to see any of that. That's
not
a different show.
Not appropriate. That's more HBO. This is
more
MTV.
MTV.
Yeah, a little more MTV.
And guys, I gotta say, I was wrong about Duke's father. He's all about it. He loves Duke. As I thought, Duke was,
what did you
his
say
father
about?
Was gonna be against him being gay, and that's why he was so closeted. But right. It's really for sponsor people. So guys, I'm wrong. I can admit it.
Yeah, first step is admitting. You know,
which makes
first
it
I for everybody.
Think more interesting, don't you think?
Like, yeah,
that he still loves his kid, but it's just not like. They don't believe it's profitable, like, in terms of business. You know?
Yeah, it definitely is a different take on the whole coming out story, because it's whether people will judge you, all of this stuff. But this is actually a corporation-type thing. That's why he's kind of not sharing the whole truth here. So he was being honest with Shane the whole time about why he wasn't coming out.
But this is new territory for Shane, too, because, you know, he's the one who wants everyone to be open and honest, and then suddenly he's back in the closet. So it's difficult.
By default. Yeah.
So the dad walks in on the makeout, which I thought was going to be a huge ordeal, but it wasn't at all. Like, it wasn't addressed at all. That was really interesting.
I thought it was going to be like an explosive homophobic dad situation where it's like, get out of here!
Right.
And a bunch of
get out of town!
Yeah. Grab Shane by his ripped t-shirt, which was really like nicely ripped,
Where's that t-shirt from? Very stylish.
I can't remember. I actually think we got it like from Wasteland or something.
Oh, really?
Some moths attacked the shirt fashionably.
But only near the shoulders.
Yes.
So we have this company. Duke finally gets signed or has a potential
sponsor
with Chick-fil-A. I mean, Clack and Go.
Sorry, we had
so it's a similar Chick-fil-A situation, though.
Uh-oh.
It's a very conservative Christian group. They've been known for firing their gay employees and, you know, kind of launching attack against gay rights. So, what did you guys think about that? This whole Clack and Go situation.
Thought it was very current of them to do that. I liked that. What are they called? Cluck and Go?
Cluck and Go.
Cluck and Go.
The homophobic sandwich. Was that the line? The homophobic sandwich
Don't
line?
Don't you dare eat that homophobic sandwich. It's a good line. It's like classic.
A great line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's funny because it's, I mean, money drives people.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so Duke is going where the money is, and the money is to be straight and endorse homophobic chicken.
Right. So. It just, it's all about priorities and deciding whether or not being who you are is more important than your fighting, MMA fighting.
Maybe Duke was just really hungry at that moment.
I don't picture
just
really
some
hungry.
Delicious chicken.
Yeah,
it maybe.
But we've talked in episodes before about how it's interesting that Shane is pursuing Duke because it seems like it's very genuine and we've seemed like he's more into like kind of finding hookups and stuff.
Right.
Like, what do you think it is about Shane pursuing Duke, especially because he's closeted? Like, he's like a project.
Well,
for
no,
you.
We did say it was a challenge, though.
Yeah.
It's like a challenge to Shane.
So you're into the challenge.
That's, yeah, because Pablo was like that, too. Mm-hmm. It's something he couldn't get. It was, you know, Shane had to overcome him, and it's a similar situation. And so I think he likes, like you said, a project. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But for Shane, are there actual feelings there, or is it just very project?
No, I think he does really like him and really cares for him, and I'm hoping that that's something we'll explore later. But
right.
I think they do.
Yeah,
they
well, because right now most of the scenes we see are wrestling, and you know it's a very physical relationship.
Yes,
needless to say.
Yeah, and they haven't been out in the open. Like,
right.
We had the one dinner scene last episode, but they weren't together. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, Jim. What was he? The coach,
trainer.
Yeah, trainer.
I just brought my trainer to dinner.
Yeah,
it's so casual.
Because everyone does that.
Totally normal.
And Duke's really good at tying shoes, so that's a good thing to have in your life.
Keep him around to tie your shoes. It's true.
And other things. Other things. All right, well, let's get into the whole pageant, Amy, Lauren situation.
Big hair, lots of sparkles.
Yeah, lots of hairspray.
Big hair,
they
big
all looked. They all looked great, mm-hmm. though. But we see Lauren's dad back, finally. When's the last time we saw him? Do we have
it's
we
been
ever?
A wedding?
At the wedding?
The wedding.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We've only seen Amy's mom in the first episode.
Yeah,
we're
so
going on a honeymoon. I can't believe I forgot the tickets.
Oh, right. So that was
apparently
the only
that's
time.
My accent.
But we still don't know much about him. But this episode is we learn a lot more.
Exactly.
So Lauren, they sign Lauren up, or Lauren is participating in this pageant, and Amy decides she wants to do it too. And Amy's, because there's this whole thing with her mom that she's way more proud of Lauren. She kind of wants this, she's never had that, been able to connect with her mom on that level because she's not very girly.
I feel like Amy really needed to do this because of, it's been a rough year for her and her mom. Like you mentioned, the last time we saw her was when she discovered her daughter tying up a man in the garage. Right. Not
well,
that she needed to.
And seeing Liam coming down from her window.
Oh, yep, that too. It's been a poor Amy's mom.
I know. Poor Amy's mom. Can we start that hashtag? Poor Amy's mom. I'm so sad for her, like, quite often.
Yes.
Seriously.
She's had it rough. And not that I'm saying that Amy needs to change herself for her mom, but it would be nice to have, it was nice to have that mother-daughter moment.
Yeah. Right.
I had a lot of feelings.
And off that note, I think it's really important for Amy's mom to kind of have this moment with Amy, something they can bond over. Because I don't think she's ever been like, she's been insensitive towards Amy and hasn't been the most supportive throughout her coming out. But it's different people handle it different ways. You can't expect everyone to just get it. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's great that even though it was different intentions here, they did finally have that moment where they kind of were on the same page for once.
This season, I'm really liking Amy's mom. Like you said, she's accepting and she's trying to understand and she's trying to be there for Amy on different levels.
Right. It's patience, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not going to just happen overnight. And you can see that happening here with them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Amy looked smoking.
Yeah.
She really did. I would have pulled a Karma for a minute, pretended to swing for the other team.
In her pageant
look? Good. Yeah. That dress.
You were all about it, too?
Yeah.
I think
Amy.
Content
is all about
Team Amy.
He's definitely Team
we all
Amy.
Know that.
I'm Team Amy, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I can't help it.
Come on. You can't. Look at her.
Look at her.
Sure. Yeah. It's just, you know.
And her lips.
You know Amy and Karma.
Angela Jolie. What is it?
Angelina.
Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
So Amy takes the opportunity to do the pageant to prove something to her mom. It seems like everyone in this episode is trying to prove something to their parents. Whether it's Shane, he's doing the thing the sponsorship because mm-hmm. the dad's kind of pushing him. Amy wants to prove something to her mom. Lauren's trying to prove something to her dad. And we'll talk about karma in a little bit with her parents. So going off of that, Amy's trying to prove that she can do this whole pageant thing with her mom, blah, blah, blah. But then Reagan steps in and they kind of make it into something else, something to prove a point about pageants and about what they do with our expectations of beauty and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So Reagan's really passionate about this. So obviously there's something there mm-hmm. that's sparking that.
I'm kind of getting like a little tired of Reagan though.
She's always
she's always in her feelings. Like, girl, get out your feelings.
She's a girl.
That's what we're about. Cortez, you are surrounded one night a week by women in the studio. Are you explaining all about our feelings?
All the feelings.
Yes.
She is kind of like an advocate. Doesn't it seem like that? She has like her cause and she's trying to get Amy on board.
Yeah, her car has a bunch of stickers too on it.
Oh, does it?
I didn't even know that's awesome.
The point when she was telling her, I can't talk with you when Karma's behind you all the time.
Like, oh, yeah, I love that one. Yeah. I can't talk to you with Karma lingering in the background. No, really. Actually.
She's actually right behind you lingering.
That was a perfect frame rate.
I love that one.
Oh, MTV.
But let's talk about Bailey's dad for... Oh, Bailey. Lauren's dad.
I did that last week.
Yeah, she came here last week and I was like, Lauren, Bailey, I don't know who this is. And in my notes, I have Bailey's dad is super aggressive. So, no, that's not personal. I meant Lauren's. I'm just going to change that. But obviously, so he's pushing her. He even calls her his little show pony and all of that stuff. So it's like...
Pounce. Go ahead. I'm just have Prance? To go and Ellen.
Did you say bounce? I was like, bounce. Where are we bouncing?
It's Cortez's bedtime.
But yeah, so we never see him on the show, so he's obviously not that involved. But when it comes to this pageant, he's in it to win it, pretty much. So
yeah,
he's a pageant mom. Dad.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a Team Dad Lauren mom. Shirt, too. Did you guys catch that
shirt? He has
shirt
a Team Lauren shirt.
Yeah. She's like,
yeah, really? He was wearing the Lauren. It's a Team Lauren is like,
some old high school picture of it. Yeah.
That's, I think that's the same one from, that's hanging in, well, Sterling and I noticed in the, on set, that they have a picture of Bailey or Lauren in a...
She's a household name at this point.
Exactly, gosh.
I think it's the same photo. I mean, that would make
sense. Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. The one the portrait hanging in the hallway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And before part of the pageant starts, Amy and Lauren have a conversation in the back about kind of what they're trying to prove with this whole pageant thing, both obviously in it for different reasons. But Lauren goes out and she stumbles. And obviously the dad, they cut to the dad and he has a very disappointed look on his face. And you can tell that something's going on with Lauren. Like, she hasn't revealed why exactly. But was that conversation before the thing? I think it was later. Was it later? Yeah, it was later. But, so we'll talk about it now. So later, she has the conversation. Let's talk about the conversation with her dad. I can't remember exactly what
the
happened.
The one at the show?
Yeah. I can't remember if that happens before or after she stumbles.
When she's
after, I think.
I think it's after, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Isn't that her reason why she chooses to change her?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, so it's action. Right before she goes on stage.
Right.
And she kind of is in an argument with him, and she says, you've been signing me up for these ever since I was 5. And then it kind of clicks. That's the same year that it was found out that I'm intersex. And so obviously he's been trying to push this whole being a girl and being as feminine as possible because she thinks he's ashamed of her, which is kind of obvious. It's not.
It's totally obvious.
Yeah, right.
Mm-mm. What do you guys think about that?
Lauren's a complicated girl.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this season has just shown that, like, she's really putting on a facade for a reason.
Yeah.
I was expecting her to be, like, super daddy's girl. And, like, she might be super close with her dad, but this makes me, like, hate her dad, so.
Yeah.
I want her to hate him, too. Because that's not cool, in my opinion.
I'm kind of curious to see how their relationship is going to be after she realizes that he was pushing the beauty pageant when he found out she was intersex.
Right.
I think we're going to have another vulnerable moment with Lauren. She's going to see, like, he just really couldn't, just like you just said about Amy's mom, you know, it takes time for her to.
Yeah, but I mean, he's had since she was 5. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Then and that again, was his that's true. Reasoning to deal with it, or that was why he was dealing with it.
Yeah. What's his job? Do we know?
Does he? Does,
like,
he travel?
Why is he never there?
Truck driver?
Does he travel? No.
I'm not sure.
No. Travels.
I am not the Lauren expert.
You know what's interesting? It's like, we don't have any, like,
background.
Amy
on
doesn't
him.
Have any opinions on him, does she?
She calls him by his first name?
Yeah.
Well, that's.
Because one morning they were having normal. Breakfast. He does something with traveling, because I remember the morning that they were sitting and having breakfast.
Yeah. Trivia question.
Yeah.
Which fan?
Those in the, Twitter fans.
I know, right?
Yeah. Tweet us. Let us know. Yeah. And we'll get one in 1 second.
Yeah.
We know exactly.
Because I would like to see that, you know, a little more. I mean, this is her stepdad. You would think she would need some
Amy
sort of adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, you want to see more of Amy's opinion on him?
Yeah, because we've seen so much about Lauren bonding with Amy's mom.
Right.
I mean, like this pageant thing.
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
There's not a bit. Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of the parents. They're kind of coming back into the story now.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's get back to Reagan and Amy. Have this whole plan that when she answers the question, she's going to go on this whole rant. They have a PowerPoint and the whole thing. Reagan's super into it. But when she gets asked the perfect question, the one about pageants being seen in a favorable light, what would you say to them? She ends up just saying, she sees how proud her mom is, and they just had that talk about how they're finally bonding, all sweet moment. That gave Kylie all the feels.
All the
she
feels.
She was live tweeting about.
All of them.
And so she says, all she says is that she can see both sides, but then Lauren grabs the mic, it's like, hold up, and then that's her little thing.
She had a Kanye moment.
She did have a Kanye moment.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. But she doesn't want to hide anymore, and she's kind of fed up with the whole thing. She's dedicated her whole life to being kind of Little Miss Perfect, this little show pony, like her dad said, and then just to find out that it's only because he's ashamed.
Yeah, and to try and make him proud, and it won't even do anything because that's how she is.
Exactly.
I like this badass SMH. Lauren. Lauren snapped.
Yeah.
I'm into
really
it.
Did. So, but then that led to her telling Theo the truth. And that's
so we think.
Well, I think, yeah.
I don't think she would lead to be like, I have something that I have to be honest about.
Yeah.
I want some cookies.
Yeah. I really need some cookies.
Right. But first, let's wait until the season finale.
But first, let's take a selfie. Yeah.
She's like, I'm gluten intolerant.
I feel like
I need to let you know.
Yeah, it's interesting they didn't include the actual part of her telling him. But I guess we don't know what his reaction is, and we'll save that for the rest of the season.
It might pick
up. How do you think he'll react?
Well, I'm hoping he'll react with, oh, that's okay because I'm hiding this really big secret that I'm intersex too, or something like that.
Oh, you're intersex me too.
OMG.
I'm curious to know what this brownie is.
The brownie?
From the teaser for next week. Oh.
Yeah.
Lauren says, did you eat somebody's brownie?
Brownie? That's something like that.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like the beginning of a dirty joke.
Yeah, guys. Well, that's what I thought it was.
I mean,
because she was mad. I know.
You can put those pieces together, America.
Brownie.
Yeah. The brownie.
I wonder.
I don't know. I guess we can talk about that more in prediction.
He's gay.
Yeah.
He likes Liam.
He's a reporter.
He's not a reporter.
Never been kissed. I'm telling you.
I did read.
Good film.
Thank you.
I did read a prediction on our YouTube comments. Oh man, I meant to read it again, but I forgot what it was. But I think it could be that one too. I'll let you guys know
so
later.
So you're saying there's an idea on YouTube, but you don't remember the idea.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what I was saying. But I remember reading it and thinking, oh, I could see that.
The fans,
sorry, that's hard.
I wish I only knew what it was.
I wish I knew.
The fans leave predictions in YouTube comments on our videos, and their predictions
really
are really good.
Yeah, I think they have, like, more time to think. We're just, like, on the show right now, we're trying to think, but they just, like, sit there and, like,
hypothesis.
Yeah, they're, like, sitting there, like,
They're just smarter than us.
Yeah, I'm gonna go really, they're just smarter.
Smarter than us.
Wow.
And shout out to the fans, guys.
Oh,
thanks
yeah.
for commenting, and please keep rating us on iTunes, and
should we just
we'll
do this right here?
Yeah, go ahead and do that, and we'll talk about Karma and Liam.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I have something in Karma's storyline. Trivia, the guy, her brother, Zen, is played by Derek Mio, who was in my film GBF.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, crazy, right?
Nice.
Crazy connection.
Wow. Did you know that before it all started? Or
no,
did
they, like,
come
no,
to
they
set?
Brought him in, and I was like, oh, my God, he's perfect. And
that's awesome.
So cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he plays Karma's brother, who comes back from the Peace Corps.
So he's
so
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he annoyed me.
Yeah,
we'll get into that.
Sorry, he was really annoying.
Yeah, you do your thing, Ryan, then I will rant about Zen.
Oh, okay. I'll do it real quick then. Guys, as Callie mentioned, rate us 5 stars on iTunes, and if you rate and leave a comment with your Twitter handle, you will be entered into our little raffle of winning a signed birthday card by the cast.
I hope it's your birthday.
It doesn't matter. Everybody's all our birthday.
Everyone has a birthday. Yeah.
You just write your name in it, and it's like, it's for me.
Just write the date. What is your birthday?
We also have an AfterBuzz t-shirt that you can win that's going to be signed by the cast.
I don't even have one of those.
Yeah.
So you got until the end of the season, guys.
You need one.
Put your name in. Is 5 stars.
Don't stretch it out, Cortez. I thought you were going to put it on.
All his rippling muscles.
And also you got to follow us. You got to follow all of us.
Follow us
on
the Twitters, guys.
Yep.
Are we ready to rant about
Cortez is just going to keep modeling the shirt, and I'm going to rant about Zen.
Okay.
First of all, I feel like I didn't even realize she had a brother.
What?
I just didn't think about it.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. And, like, her world has kind of, her parents' world has always revolved around her for the most part from what we've seen. And when he first showed up, I was like, they're going to be competing for attention, you know, for the parents.
Well, you called that one, huh?
Oh, really?
I mean, I didn't say it out loud, but it was all in here.
They really were,
They are thirsty for some parent love.
My first thought was, adopted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking he was adopted.
Exactly. Did we know he was adopted before?
No, we did not.
We didn't really talk about it.
What if he doesn't know he's adopted?
But no, like, even when he came in, I was like, he looks nothing like I was like, what?
It's very observant of you.
He takes after her mom.
Interesting.
I was a little dumbfounded there for a moment. Yeah.
But it's just funny how Amy just comes from this, like, super granola family.
Granola?
And, like, yeah, like, you know, her parents have, like, a juice truck.
Yeah.
And, like, they run, granola. What is it, Pea Flag or whatever. And, like, they hug all the time.
Right.
Yeah, they're just super hippy-dippy. So, like, of course her brother's in the Peace Corps.
Hippy-dippy.
Yeah. But he got on my nerves real fast.
Right.
But he wasn't in the Peace Corps, right?
No, he was, but he quit.
Oh, yes.
And he's a manager now.
See, I thought it was...
Let us fill you in on the show really quick.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, because I knew that he was, and okay. But then, okay. I'm on board now. No.
All right, now they're all
in. So you're one of those, if it's not your scene, you're in a trailer?
No, I was confused about his storyline.
So what?
I was confused about his storyline. Okay. It's very complex.
Cortez, don't tease the talent. We're not going to come back to our studios. They're going to hate us. He's going to blacklist
Cortez,
us. Cortez,
I was on your side. Yo, I was defending you and your rippling muscles. She was saying you're gonna rip that shirt, and I was saying,
yeah, you said you had rippling muscles.
I'm on your side, man.
Thank you, bro. So.
Here I was having a good time.
What is happening?
No fighting, guys. Should we talk about Karma's situation here?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Liam feels like he's coming in second to Amy, and part of that doubt is coming from Karma's still lying to her parents about being straight and Liam being her boyfriend. So the whole her whole storyline is the process of telling them. It's like a different kind of coming out. Instead of telling them that she's gay, it's that she's actually straight.
Honestly, I thought that Liam was going to react how he was at the dinner. What did they call that? What do you call that?
What?
The dinner. With the last group hang. Group hang.
Oh,
okay.
The group hang.
Yeah, at the group hang, like how he reacted towards her, like, it's not about you. I thought he was about to, like, really react on her again because she was, like, lying, kept lying and not telling the.
Well, he was visibly annoyed.
Yeah, I thought he was. Yeah, he was.
He can't be a hypocrite, though. He is a liar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was lying for a very long time.
Well, did you catch that when the show first came on and Karma said that and Amy made that face, like,
What?
No one saw that. But
no, what are you talking about
on this episode?
Yes, when it first came on, when they was talking about Karma and Amy, and she was like, "Tell your face, I accept your apology," or something like that.
Oh yeah.
When she was sitting there, looking,
I just remember from that scene when Amy said, "Tell the truth," and she said, "You know, that's not how it functions." So obviously, that's a ongoing thing with Karma not to tell the truth.
Well, no, Karma thinks that Liam doesn't tell a lie. She was like, "How can I tell him something that I've been lying? No, he never told a lie."
She was talking about her parents.
No, she's talking about Liam.
We'll leave that for the fans. Yeah.
You guys help me out with that, because you're not going to make me look like I'm thinking about something else. I know what show I was watching. But
thinking about Liam?
That's not lots of thing, you guys.
No. Well, regardless.
The whole episode, Karma is always fine. Not even just this episode, but throughout the whole season, she's been finding excuses not to tell her parents the truth, whether it's Amy or whether it's Zen or whatever, and she's always like, I'll do it next week. So, and that kind of makes Liam question whether or not she actually has feelings for him. Like, why do you think she was hesitating so much?
Because it's your parents' disappointment.
Do you think it's all the parents, though?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't think so.
What do you think?
Well, I think she does have, like, I think she's getting off kind of on the fact that Amy kind of likes her.
Right.
And we kind of saw that in the episode before where she's like, oh, you're not into me anymore? Oh, that's great. You know, like, I'm so happy for you.
Right.
You know, but, I think she liked that she was getting the attention or, you know, whatever. And now I think it has a lot to do with the parents, but I think there is some of that as well.
And she's trying to hold on to Liam because someone is there.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's no secret that Karma loves attention no matter where it's coming from. So,
and I love how Shane, I don't know how long ago is this, where he kissed her and he was just like, I don't get it.
What is it? But she eventually comes out to her parents and says, I'm straight, Liam's my boyfriend. And she says that she was just, why she didn't tell them is because she just thought they'd be disappointed in her, blah blah, in which they respond with a big embrace,
of course.
Yeah, which then quickly steals the thunder.
I wish my family would do a group hug growing up. If I ever did anything, if I like spilled milk or something, or if I got a bad grade, they just let's hug it out.
I know, especially okay, if you said ahead. The truth. Like, that's that's the best time to give a hug.
Yeah.
Your not, kid tells you the truth.
Not and to be grounded.
Yeah.
Thanks, mom.
And then the parents.
Bringing up some like really bad memories.
Do you want to sit on the therapy couch?
I think Michael and Roya are really breaking down some walls for Roya.
Getting deep.
Yeah.
Real deep.
But I mean, and the best part is that Karma's parents, like, they take it as they're the ones to blame, which is, right. Like, it's hilarious to
Again,
me.
I wish I had that with my family.
Yeah. Same. But then
gets worse.
So Liam is proud of her for telling the truth, and they are, you know, canoodling and whatnot. And, but then she's like, yeah, well, you make me a better person. Like, I'm telling the truth, blah, blah, blah. And then he is so guilty that he reveals that he slept with someone the night they broke up.
You guys did not like that. Y'all were like,
we were screaming at the TV.
Screaming.
Yeah.
We're like, no, Liam, you're an idiot. Don't tell the truth. Keep lying.
Yeah.
You should have done this 2 episodes ago when I predicted you would. Yeah. If you're not going to do it, then don't do it now. But anyway, so she's like, well, at least it's not, I can't blame you because we were broken up. At least it's not someone I know. Haha, hee. And like, yeah. His face is just
getting smaller and smaller.
His face is just like, he's about to have a panic attack.
Go first.
My thing is, I can't believe she brought up Amy.
Yeah.
Because to me, it feels like she might have known in the back of her mind that maybe Amy was a potential person.
Right, like out of all of the
that was the worst.
That's the worst
that was the
person.
Worst thing that could happen.
I don't think she thought about it. She was just saying like Amy would be the worst person that you could do that.
She's like, I mean, it's not like it was Amy,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
And then he's like, oh wait,
side note.
Well, he didn't even have to say anything because it was just very obvious.
It was good to see her look mean like that, though.
I wanted to see her.
Yeah.
I want to smack him across the face.
Claw him.
Yeah.
Make another holy shirt.
She throws him out her window.
Get out of here.
Now he's going to go back to the workshop and start banging on metal because he's mad. Because he's depressed.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So true.
Well, so the secret's out. How do we feel?
Next week is good.
Feel better. Feel lighter.
I feel better.
Refreshed.
I'm really glad I got that off my chest.
Yeah. Well, and then he sends Amy the text message while she's getting it on with Reagan.
She knows.
Yes. That's going to be the most awkward text message to read after you
enjoy
yourself.
Said, right. And it says, she knows. Slide to the right. Like, I was
ignore.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, and then, like, what if next week Reagan sees that text, too? Then it's like shit hits the fan.
Yeah, because they just talked about Reagan and Amy, about how Reagan was dating a girl that was just in a phase, and to her that hurt more than mm-hmm. being
mm-hmm. But yeah. you guys, keep this in mind. We all said that after that episode, like when they got out of the bed, we don't know if they slept together.
They slept together.
They definitely slept together. You can't show it on TV. Oh, so MTV. Now y'all want to...
They're naked. You know what? Yeah.
He just wants to see it. Don't worry about it. It's totally normal.
Of course, we were talking about the pill, if she took the pill or not. No, we didn't see her too. Take that.
No.
She had sex.
Intercourse.
Are you really? You're questioning them having sex at the whole point of the season.
Let's ask our expert. Tell us. We have one in studio.
Do you think they had sex and she took the morning after pill?
I don't know how they...
Did they poke it?
What kind of protection they used, but I definitely think things went down.
Mm. Boom! Went
down. Or in?
Or in.
Oh.
Yeah, too much, sorry.
But better question, like, what do you think will happen with Regan and Amy once she finds out?
No, why don't we get into predictions?
Let's get into predictions.
Well, maybe we could talk about that then.
And then we also got questions for...
All right, cool. We'll do that.
Power through it.
All right, let's talk about some predicciones.
Well, let's answer that, for the question that Michael threw at us. I think Reagan's going to understand.
Really?
Because of that speech that Amy gave to her, it's got to...
Well, the thing about that speech is...
I don't like how he's questioning
Amy
me.
No, I'm concerned.
A line that stood out to me that Amy said in that whole speech was that she doesn't have any exes of any sort. And even though, like, Karma and her were faking it, she wasn't. So that still is, like, a real relationship that she's going to have to get over. So, I don't know. I think...
Oh...
You guys, the Aftercast studios are haunted by happy ghosts.
They like their predictions. The ghosts like their predictions.
I don't know. I feel like Karma, Reagan won't be cool with it.
Of course, at first she will not, but I think she will come around. I think she's very understanding.
Well, going off what you were saying this whole season, that Karma is going to get jealous of Amy being in a relationship, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then Karma would want to be back with Amy. I don't think Reagan's going to like that.
You don't think whom?
Reagan's going to like that.
Well, of course not.
Competition there.
She's not going to like it, but if it happens...
I'm ignoring you on purpose, right? I'm just kidding.
But if it happens, I think she's just going to have to get over it. I'm still looking for the black girl to come back.
Do we think...
she's? I think she's gone.
I don't know. Do you like Reagan and Amy together, though? You like them together?
No, I actually like the other girl.
He doesn't like Reagan. Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking about? What's the other girl name?
The coffee shop girl?
She went, went on a date with her.
Yeah, one date.
But like she, scared her off.
She ain't coming back, Cortez.
No, she's coming back. She said, when you figure out what you want to do...
She got her digits.
Well, she's got Reagan.
That's true.
How do we think that Theo is going to respond to Lauren's confession?
I'm gay.
Yeah, gay or intersex. I really think
he's like, that's okay.
Let's call him a reporter.
Theo seems like a very understanding guy.
Because he's
a
reporter.
Like, very understanding.
Gosh, I wish I could remember that prediction on the YouTube comments. It's driving me crazy.
Undercover cop?
Haunt was it the cop? Sterling.
No.
Okay.
Well, regardless.
I'll look at
can
it.
Can I ask you questions from the fans?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so... I don't like that one. Do you ship Carmi or Raimi?
Huh? Who asked it?
Oh, Raimi.
Oh, sorry. At Vaguely Precise asks, do you
I
ship...
I like Raimi. That's how you say it? Raimi?
Yeah,
I think
so.
That one. You I like Raimi? Them together.
I like
their
hair.
Yeah, they have... I feel like they complement each other.
She's definitely... she's edgy. And, oh, my
she's
God.
Like an edgy Disney princess.
Yes, exactly. Cortez is bored with me talking, so he's like, I just kind of entertain myself. Teasing. I think Raimi is definitely, like, she's a little badass, and Amy kind of likes, I don't know, I think that's what Amy likes.
Yeah, they're both kind of, they have, like, unique interests, and I think they're cool together.
So, at Sassy Gay Panda, that's a great Twitter handle, asks... Who are your OTPs on Faking It and on other TV shows? Do we know what OTP means?
One true
pairing.
Who are your OTPs on Faking It?
They said it on the season.
Is it a
remember
person?
That Twilight episode? The conversation
we Google it?
About Twilight. about his one true pair?
One true pairing?
Sassy game.
If it's one true pairing, then I prefer Duke and Shane. I want them. I hope they last. Oh. I want them to, something to happen.
Oh. Okay. You guys don't miss Pablo, do you?
No. Saw your tweet, Kylie. I'm like, yeah.
I know.
It was a little annoying.
At Fifth Hugmany says, "How great is it to make out with Skylar Maxson?"
It's you know, I'm a professional and I'm just doing a job, and no, he's very nice and he's a great guy actually. We get along really well. And,
yeah,
but he's, those scenes are fine.
No complaints on your
no
end.
Complaints.
No chaplets, no stink.
No chaplets. No, that's that has been a problem in the past.
Yeah. Wow.
On United States of Terra, the kid I was kissing, actually one time I was like, "Dude, I was like, can someone get him some chaplets?" Like, no, we were like,
"That is so Shane of you."
No, it was all in good fun. No, but it was true because it's like, yeah, you know, you gotta be protected.
Yeah, right. That's hilarious.
And moisturized.
I wouldn't eat a nothing that day if I knew I had to kiss somebody in the scene.
Nothing.
I wouldn't eat. I would just take mouthwash all day.
Greg eats tuna sometimes. Oh. I don't know if before kissing scenes, but I can't. I mean, like, dude.
That's a good
unless you want to, you know, like you're mad at someone, or do that. That's a good suggestion.
Rita's getting on my nerves. I'm going to eat some tuna. Okay, at Tyler Wilfong 27 says, "Which love triangle do you like better, Karma Liam Amy or Karma Amy Reagan?"
That was so, very like, hostess of you.
Thank you,
game host.
So the only difference is Liam or
Liam or Reagan, pretty much.
I guess I feel like the most interesting and confusing relationship is between Amy, Karma, and Liam. Yeah, I think so.
Right,
because they're best friends, but they're very intimate, and and where the lines are very blurred.
Yeah. If okay, and then two more. At I've Been Voked says, if you could be any other cast member for the day, who would you be and why?
Lauren. I'm just kidding. Just go ahead.
Oh, that's kind of... Well, that's a good one because, like, Lauren is... And Lauren and Shane are very similar. So, but I think I would like to be Amy in some ways. I really like Amy. She's like down to earth and she's quiet and I would watch Netflix documentaries with her anytime.
I want to do that.
I know.
At WoCarmy asks, any pranks you've played on set this season?
Actually, Greg has been the prankster on set this season. I can't think of anything epic that he did, but one time he like told someone there was like a snake in the food, or
what?
And so that we all had to get vaccinations, and like somebody totally bought it. It was so weird and so funny, and I was so jealous. I didn't think of it.
You had to get vaccinated?
No,
part of the job.
See, she believed it. That's how good it was.
Those were some fun questions.
So fake.
They were. Also, at Stacy Sammy's wants you to sing a song for the Faking It fans.
Oh, no.
Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, I just have to think of a song. Go
sing
figure
us your
as
song.
Soon as. Oh, okay.
Is that weird to sing?
I never finished what I started. Wasn't sure what I wanted. Gonna leave you brokenhearted over and over and over and over.
Oh my god!
Awesome. I love that.
That's a great transition. So we want to
really.
What are you up to? What are some projects we can look forward for you? And what's going on?
I'm doing a lot of music right now, and I'm going to be in the recording studio, and I came out with my single, Started Over, which I just sang, but there will be a music video coming out soon. So.
Awesome. So can people go and get the single on iTunes, and where can they find it?
Yes, you can find it on mtv.com, and you can go on iTunes and download it, and you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Willett.
All right. Perfect.
Nice.
Where can we find the rest of the panel on social media?
Yes.
Oh, Giz is looking at me. Well, I have to give it a shout out too. Is it Uber? Uber makeup? Uber? What was the place? People that just
Glam
did our makeup.
Glam Squad.
Thank
Uber.
You. Shout out to Glam Squad. They came to AfterBuzz Studio and did our makeup. Well, half of her makeup. You know,
nice.
So guys, shout out them. Check them out. They're like Uber. They come to you in LA for makeup. They come to you.
That's pretty awesome.
And hair.
Makeup and hair.
Cortez got his hair and makeup done today.
I got my hair flipped in the back.
Looks good. But in the meantime, guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HeyRoy. That's HeyRoya.
Follow me on the Twitters and the Instagrams at the Kylie Hodges.
Hi. Well, you can find me on all social media at Cortez G. West on... even on the Twitter. You can also follow us on AfterBuzz TV and also on AfterBuzzTV.com. And
Sterling. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. Thank you so much, Michael, for being here. Yes,
we love having you.
So I'm not going to make you do the squirrel clue this time.
Oh, darn it.
So I'm looking forward to that. And thank you guys for tuning in.
We'll do it anyway.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.